Unlike the Native Americans, Native Africans did not die of European diseases, which is what makes the story of African imperialism just as tragic, if not more tragic. The root for much of the continent's current political and economic condition is to be found in this age of imperialism. During the 19th century, the industrialized Europeans felt, once again, superior to the non-industrialized Africans. The reasoning was now more, quote-unquote, scientific. Europeans twisted Charles Darwin's views of evolution to apply to the human species itself. They justified this takeover of an entire continent with a concept called social Darwinism, lowercase S-O-C-I-A-L, space capital D-A-R-W-I-N-I-S-M. The Europeans viewed themselves as more, quote-unquote, advanced, not just in terms of their industrialized technology, but also in terms of religion, style of dress, and written language. All European countries, except for Belgium, claimed that they were actually helping out, or, quote-unquote, civilizing the Africans by invading their lands and showing them the better European way of life. What about the hundreds of African civilizations that were around before? Well, they weren't Europeans, so they weren't civilizations at all. Native African religious beliefs centering around animism were not real religions to the Europeans. Animism, spelled A-N-I-M-I-S-M. Since Africans did not wear a shirt and tie in the African climate, they were not, quote-unquote, civilized in terms of their dress either. This racist attitude explains the type of, quote-unquote, progress that the Europeans brought to Africa in exchange for reaping its resources, like rubber from the rubber plants in the Belgian Congo.